Hello everyone and welcome to my show, Fit Life, Healthy Mind and Body. My name is Natalia Katowska and I will be your host. This is the UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. With over 13 years of international experience in sport and fitness, years of study, I would like to share my experience, knowledge, and most importantly, my endless love and passion for living a healthy lifestyle for my mental and physical well-being. On this show, we will be talking about fitness, sport, healthy living, nutrition, fitness fads, and more. We will be answering your questions, we will have guest speakers, and what's most important, we will exercise together. Yes, you heard me right. In every episode, we will have a healthy dose of exercises that we will do together. So we won't just talk about fit life, we will actually experience the fit life together. Are you ready? Then let's go. I know we are in March already, but today's show topic is deeply connected with February, the month of love. So we will try to answer the following question: how to take care of our own hearts? February, it's not only about love between couples, but also love for ourselves, our bodies, and wider well-being. The month is well known for being the British Heart Foundation Heart Month, but it's also Valentine's Day. No matter whether you are single or in a relationship, February serves as a good reminder about how important our hearts are in our health. Don't panic if you're just out of love. It is easy to get caught up in pressure of any public holiday. Celebrate Happy Love Day instead. Focus on the people or activities you love. Today, we're speaking with Presh, a coach and a healer who is known as the Heartbreak Healer. She helps women struggling after a painful breakup embrace their independence and trust their hearts again by healing the fear of repeating cycles and being hurt. She's helping individuals with co-parenting, single parenting, and healing. Presh, welcome to the show.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
How good are vitamin C supplements? Usually only a small proportion of vitamin C actually reaches your cells and has a positive effect. Whereas the high absorption levels of Goldman Laboratories liposomal vitamin C help maintain optimal vitamin C levels in your body and strengthen your immune system. Now get 10% off when you choose Goldman Laboratories liposomal vitamin C capsules. Just quote 10 off at goldmanlaboratories.com.
Do you suffer from pain? B-Cure Laser, a home-use CE-approved medical device for the effective treatment of pain, is now available in the UK. The results of a double-blind trial has shown that B-Cure Laser offers a significant reduction in pain compared to the placebo group. To get your special B-Cure offer now, call free on 0808 501 5122 or Google Radio Pro London. B-Cure Laser.
The station that makes you feel good.
Good afternoon, welcome. Very happy to have you, very happy to hear from you.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here as well. Thank you for having me.
You know, there is a purpose why I didn't say your name, just because I don't know how to pronounce it. So you tell me how to.
So my full name is Prashansa, but everybody calls me Presh. So that's absolutely
Presh. Prashansa. Right. Yes. Okay. You know what? I need to write it down because the way I hear it and the way I would say it, it's completely different. But you know, I understand the my name, they sometimes say it differently. So I also
sometimes tell them, just call me Nat, because it's Nat. They try to do Natalie, Natalia. Like, Natalia is the correct way, but sometimes...
I was thinking your name actually goes the way it's written, so Natalia.
Yes, but a lot of, like, I would say English speakers or British people call me Natalie.
Natalie, so, yeah. Yeah.
Well, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. I'm very happy to have you on my behalf and UK Health Radio. I would like you to, I would like to welcome you, first of all.
Thank you so, so much. I'm just as excited and happy to be here as well.
Fantastic. How are you feeling today? How's your day going?
I'm okay, thank you. I'm okay. I'm kind of working from home, so that's quite all right.
Right, that's pretty convenient and cozy, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Just like me, just my coffee right next to me.
Yes.
On my sofa, just resting my leg that is still a little injured. And then, hey, let's do something.
Oh, what did you do?
Oh, I just had the knee surgery, so I'm still on my recovery process.
Oh, okay. I hope it gets back to being full normal as soon as it's able to.
Yes, fingers crossed. I'm hoping the same.
Yeah.
So, Presh, can you introduce yourself to us, and can you introduce your business as well to our listeners so they have better understanding of who you are and what your business is about?
Of course, of course. So my name is Presh and I am the heartbreak healer. The reason I call myself the heartbreak healer is because I work with women who have just either recently gone through a very painful breakup, or they've went through that breakup a little while ago, but are still struggling, feeling confused, not knowing how to let go. The pain is still there. I help them come out onto the other side and stop living in the shadow of their broken relationship. Hence the reason why I named my business the Heartbreak Healer. My business in itself is a coaching and a healing business. What I normally do is I started off as a healer, as an energy healer. Mm-hmm. And what I found with most people, even these days, is when it's healing, because it's energy, it still sounds very woo-woo. It still sounds not untangible, if that makes sense. It's like, does it really work? Does it not work? But when you put the coaching aspect, which is the physical, that what to do, the next steps to take, the actions that you need to take to get to a certain point, and you bring healing in it to then heal your heart, heal the pain, the trauma that you've been holding onto yourself, it works really well as a combination. So that's what my business mainly is about, bringing the coaching and the healing aspect together and then bringing it out into the world.
Right, sounds extremely interesting, I must say to myself. So can you describe to us or lead us through the process of healing? How does that work? Where does it start? What does it involve?
So normally healing, the kind of healing that I do is called a movement analysis, which is in the quantum field, we connect with our clients, or I connect with my client on an energetic level in the quantum field. I watch them. I ask them to make certain movements with their hands. And what happens is, because I'm very highly sensitive, I can see the trauma that's stuck in their field, whether from mainly from the past, like childhood trauma that's stuck. And once the stuck trauma starts coming out with the movement in their hands, we pull it out of their energy field. So that's how mainly healing works, with stuck trauma that... you look back and you, if I was to tell you, oh, Natalia, there's trauma stuck in your body or your energy field somewhere. It normally is stuck in your physical anyway. You would be like, what are you talking about? But when I work with you, it's all recorded. And when you go back and watch it, you can see it too. And that's how we pull the heal. We heal it by pulling it out of your system and transmuting it into and changing the form completely so that it serves you rather than blocks you.
Wow. So you're saying every trauma has a type of place in our body?
Yes, it does, always. So normally when trauma starts in the energy, but when it's stuck for a really long time and it's a very big, massive trauma, even like a heartbreak, the pain, especially if it's a long relationship that's broken down, and all that pain you carry will come out in your physical. It normally comes out as pain, as chronic pain. It also comes out as mainly the ones the clients I've worked with is mainly chronic pain, whether it's backache, headache, things like that.
I think I need to have an appointment with you because I have terrible migraines.
You can always do. You're always welcome.
It sounds extremely, you know, when I read a little bit about your bio and I was really, really fascinated about what you do, because I'm not going to lie, it sounds like a little bit like magic to me. You know? So it's like you start to question, how does that really work? It's not like I'm not believing in it, but, you know, I'm very into, I would say, proofs of certain things.
Yeah.
But then when I read it, I was like, this is extremely fascinating.
Yeah. So most of my clients who come to me also have like when I started learning it, I was like you as well. Like there is a little bit of skepticism that comes in, especially because you can't see it happen. You know, like if you have a headache and you take a paracetamol, straight away the headache's gone and you're going, oh yeah, the physical thing that I took was paracetamol and it worked. Mm-hmm. But with the energy healing, because you can't see the healing happening, you can only feel it a little bit. That's when the woo-woo comes in. People think, oh, it doesn't work. It's not really real. But I have so many clients, so many changes in their lives. And when I also then bring the coaching into it, that's why I always say when I speak to people, I say to them, the coaching and the healing together brings the science and the spirituality together.
Right.
That's where, like you said, magic happens.
So who are your clients? Do they come to you directly? How do they find you and in your services?
So most of my clients that I've worked with have been word of mouth. So I've worked with someone and they've absolutely felt the difference and the transformation in their lives. And then they go and talk to somebody else and that's how they come. So it's mainly word of mouth. But people can always find me in my website. I'm everywhere in the socials. But if you said to me, Pras, so if you were to put down a percentage of how people find you, I would say even until today, 99% is word of mouth.
Wow. Okay. That's fantastic, actually.
Yeah. It's because the work I do, it really works. The reason I focus on women, and in particular the women who've been through a breakup, is because I've been through it. I know how lonely the journey is. I know how confusing it is. You've just stood there, looked at the rubble of your broken relationship. You've put all your effort, all your love, everything into this relationship, and for whatever reason it doesn't work. And all of a sudden you come out of it feeling like the biggest failure in this world. And it's painful, it's depressive, it causes anxiety within you because it's like trying to start from scratch again. And when you look around and you feel lonely and alone and thinking, oh my God, there's no one here to help me, it's the worst place you can be. And hence why I focus on them, because it's feels really bad. It feels absolutely impossible, but it's not. And I kind of want to show these women the way, the path that I walked and worked for me.
Right, right. So is it a lot of talking, like, for example, psychology treatment would lead you a lot of inner work as well as physical work that you do with them?
A little bit. It's not a talking therapy. So I wouldn't, what I normally say to people is it's not about anybody else. It's about how you reacted to what happened to you. It's about how you can deal with these situations. Nobody in this world is coming to change your life for you. You couldn't change anybody else and nobody can change you. The power has always been within you, will always stay there. And if you don't dig into that power and start working with yourself, what then happens is you will end up sitting there waiting all your life for something to change in your life, and that change never comes.
Right.
So The reason it's not a talking therapy is because no matter what happened in your life, whether it was a big trauma because, let's say, for example, your ex-partner cheated on you, or it was a smaller thing, not so small, but smaller thing like you two just grew apart, is neither here nor there. It's the matter of you now managing to build yourself by yourself. So I generally don't tell them to go. And also what I feel with my clients mainly is if they tell me everything about them in the very beginning, we do when we start talking, when we start doing things, it comes up later on. But in the initial phases, I'm not even interested in what the cause was, because cause is not important. It's how we are going to now deal with you standing here in front of me right now is what's important.
Mm-hmm. Do you treat and work with couples, or is only that one person after the breakup?
I normally only work with whoever has gone through a breakup or is going through a breakup, or even somebody who is thinking, I think this relationship is not right for me, but I don't know how to start the process in a better way, rather than have this trauma, this negative feelings, this resentment. I work with them. I don't work with couples. I have a couple of men I've worked with, but the only thing for me is the reason I like focusing on women is because everything I teach is from experience. Everything I teach is what I've been through. I've walked that path. That's what few things I did that didn't work, few that work, and the ones that work, I take them, I expand on them, and that's what I teach them. And I always feel like I have a deeper connection with women, because most women, when they are in that phase of breakup, feel or react similar. It's very different to how men react and how women react to a breakup.
Right. That's very, very crucial, I think. I think it's extremely important to understand the difference as well. Being a female going through any type of breakup, that men have completely different process, right?
Yeah, always. It's got nothing to do with, oh, men don't feel pain, or men, it's none of that. Both the sexes, we both feel the pain. When a relationship breaks down, it hurts both of them almost equally. They both go through trauma, but it's just that the way men deal with it, men handle it, is different. I would love for men to come to me as well, because with men as well, it's more take it on your chin kind of situation. It's like they normally don't even talk to any of them. They never express their feelings. And that actually becomes worse for them, because a stuck trauma, something that you haven't spoken, is like holding poison inside of you and not being able to take it out. That's actually even worse.
You suppress it, isn't it?
Yeah, you suppress it completely, and it hurts. It hurts more and more of you, and it hurts more and more of your life as you move forward as well.
So, you know, we just celebrated the Valentine's Day. We're at the end of February. Do you have any advice for people who feel lonely, suffer from a heartache?
Yes, of course. So mainly for me, even when I was in my marriage, long term, I was married for 10 years. In that marriage, I genuinely never felt the affinity towards Valentine's Day, in particular because it always felt like so commercialized. Like it was one way of people, like big corporations, earning money and making other people either feel guilty or sad about their life, as if there's something big missing in their lives. But even then, if you're still one of those people who feels like, oh, Valentine's Day and I've just had a breakup, or I don't have anybody, you don't need anybody. Start loving yourself first. Whatever it is you're expecting the other person to bring to your life, whether it's flowers, whether it's a nice dinner, whatever it is, the normal expectations on a Valentine's Day, why don't you go ahead and give it to yourself? Because the one person who's going to be with you all through your life, who's going to support you, who's going to be there for you when you break down, and who's going to be there for you, cheering you on when you do amazing things in life, is you anyway. So that is the biggest thing I can tell anyone. It's very different being alone and happy and feeling lonely, you shouldn't be feeling lonely just because there's one person missing from your life, because you're not a half a person. You are whole on your own. So why not give yourself what you're expecting the other person to bring in? And once you do that, it opens doors. Once you are happy with yourself, you're satisfied with yourself, you know you love yourself so much, the love radiates out of you anyway, and you will see you will attract so many wonderful, beautiful people into your life.
Very well said. Yeah, so what is your overview in general about relationship these days? Do you see more people being single, struggling with love these days? Or do you see maybe some, well, I know that the character of your work is helping with the heartaches, but, you know, as an observation.
So this is a really interesting question, because I was writing an article a little while ago, and I had to do a little bit of research on the statistics that follows marriage and breakup and everything else. Mm-hmm. And in 2019, which is just before the pandemic hit, there is a statistic in the Offices of National Statistics, and it's in there, it says, in 2019, 50.4% of the UK population was either married or in a legally recognized relationship, which means more than half of the population was a couple. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I said, okay, so how many divorces? And it says 42%.
Wow. So you're telling me that now we have 10% of relationships as a couples and officials?
So, yeah, more than half the population is either married or is in a legally recognized relationship. And out of that half of population, which is a couple in a relationship, 42% of them go through a divorce or a breakup, basically. So literally, the statistics is so high. It's sometimes it astounds me that even then, when we talk about breakup, heartbreak, divorces, it's still there's still that stigma attached to it. But it's and then also the other thing that I've learned through my own experience is when you're going through it, you feel like you're the only one going through it and nobody understands what you're going through. But when you look at the statistics, it's literally half the population is going through it. Exactly. And talking about being single and things like that, I also feel that during the pandemic, people all of a sudden, instead of being inside, being away from home, doing their things and just coming back for a little while together, when they had to be in close quarters with the two couples together, what also then happened is the people who were avoiding being in that relationship felt trapped. Wow. There was also this fact of, obviously, there is this so much statistics going on about how domestic violence was an all-time high during the pandemic and everything else. But even if you ignore that statistics, most people who are not happy in a relationship are busy outside. But when the pandemic forced them to stay inside and be within that relationship, is when more and more breakups started happening. The second thing that happened was the pandemic all of a sudden made us realize that life is so uncertain. And people started thinking, I don't even know if I'm going to be alive tomorrow. Why am I sitting here being miserable?
Right. But isn't it sad that pandemic made people to, first of all, see certain things in their lives that are not working? Isn't it sad that there is outside force that kind of make you sit and realize, maybe that relationship is not for me? Why don't we have that inner voice or inner strength or decisiveness to be able to decide and see that it's not working? That person is just not my, I don't know, soulmate, the other half, call it whatever you want.
So we do have that voice, but we ignore it. And the reason we ignore it is because of what society does to us. And it's mainly, every time I talk to someone, I always say I have a bone to pick with Disney and the fairy tales. The whole thing Disney has done and the society has accepted it is, we think A successful relationship is a long relationship. It's the longevity we're worried about. We never worry about if that relationship has a soul, if the two people in that relationship are happy. The moment a relationship breaks down, we turn around and think, oh, they're both failures. They couldn't even keep their marriage together, or they couldn't even stay in a relationship together. And we carry that stigma with us. But it's not the longevity of the relationship that makes it successful. It's the quality of the relationship. We never look at it that way. We want that fairy tale that Disney fed us, like they all lived happily ever after. Oh, no matter what the situation is, provided that you two are stuck together, you two are together in life for as long as it's possible until death do us apart. That's what successful relationship is. And what we as human beings don't want is to be described or want to be defined as failures. If I don't want to be seen by the society as a failure, that means I should stick with the relationship no matter what happens. And hence the reason why even there's this tiny little voice inside of me saying, I'm not quite sure he or she is right for me. We just brush it under the carpet and ignore it because we want to be one of those ones who had a successful partnership, basically.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's very sad what you're saying, but it's so true, because I was always, you know, sitting and always thinking, why do we do that? And are we, as a human, are we monogamous, or is it about finding, is it that one soulmate for us in this world, that one love, or do you believe that people, I don't know, not should be, but perhaps are made to be in a few different relationships? What's your outlook on that?
I personally, I know everybody has their different opinions, but I personally believe in the phrase, the reason, season, and lifetime. Mm-hmm. I always think people come into our lives either for a reason, because there is something they need to teach us. I need to learn something from them. There is something they're going to bring into my life, whether it's pain or pleasure, it doesn't matter. There is that experience that I needed to get from them. Once that is done, they'll walk away. Second one is season, which is they will come for a specific period of time because I needed to have that experience, that time with them, learn from them or teach them something, and then they walk away. And then there are very few which are lifetime ones. So it could be any and all, but there is no such thing. I don't believe in that thing of two people coming together to make each other whole. I don't believe in that, because I wasn't born half. When I was born as a little baby or a child, my mom didn't look at me and say, oh, Prash, here you go, you're half now. And one day you will find this other half, which is a man or a woman, it doesn't matter. And when you two come together, you will make each other whole. I was born whole. I will die a whole person. I am complete by myself. The one thing I don't believe in ever is someone else coming into my life to complete me. Compliment me, yes. Make life easier, better, happier, more fun, more joyful, yes. But to think that I am not complete or I'm a half a person because there's one person missing from my life, I don't believe in that little part at all.
Yeah, me neither. But it still sometimes feels like it when, especially when you face, I guess, unsuccessful relationships, you know, then we when it's good, I would say, but maybe based on my experience, it feels like, you know, it's good. I'm doing my thing. I feel happy. I do understand that I'm the whole person and nothing is missing in my life. But when problems appears, there is that little creepy voice coming in and trying to, you know, break your, I would say break your balance.
Mm-hmm.
When it says like, maybe there is something about you, you know, I think a lot of us struggle with that balance between when it's good and bad, and still being that very strong, secure, a pillar of our worth and values.
Yes, but I would definitely say in that case, Natalia, is think of it this way. You are a whole, whether your life is crumbling in front of you or something is going absolutely beautiful, amazing. It couldn't get any better than this. And you need to be there for yourself, supporting yourself, especially when there is no one around and things are not going really well. Mm-hmm. That is the time when you need to understand, remind yourself that, okay, the thing has gone completely the opposite direction of where I wanted it to go. I think I'm such a failure. That's when you need to sit there and realize, okay, the relationship has failed. One, it doesn't mean I'm a failure. And two, now I'm in charge of my life. I need to remember that I'm a whole person, complete by myself. Otherwise, I will never be able to change what's happening right now. It's just going to get from bad to worse. And that's not where we want to end up. We want to end up in that place where, yes, bad happened, but we learned something from it. And we brought us up to that point where now we can start building our life, our future, our dream by ourselves. When you can start thinking about you as a complete and a whole and a powerful person, is when your life will change completely around. And that has been my experience with myself and with my clients.
Do you believe that people can change?
People, if you're thinking along the lines of, do you think the person you are in a relationship and things that didn't work will change? Then my answer will be no. People will only change when it comes from inside of them and they wish to change. Nobody is going to change because you want them to change. Mm-hmm. But if
how
you
about are, yourself, if you know, like you wanted to, you know, change any type of think in your life, whatever is that, even, you know, yes. Not speaking about relationship, do you think you can change some traits in your character perhaps?
Yes, 100%. And you can make that change because you really want to make that change. Change is the one constant in life. It sounds very oxymoron, but it's the truth. Mm-hmm. The only thing that's really confirmed in life is change. Even the cells in our body change regularly. So which means there's no way you can't change yourself, but that wish, that deep desire to change has to come from within you, not because you shouldn't have want to have, you wouldn't go through that change if you looked around and said, oh, maybe I should change because society wants me to change or my boss wants me to change, my parents want me to change. That's not how it comes. Mm-hmm. The change happens when it comes from deep inside of you, knowing that if I change this, my life will change for good. And that's when people will 100% change.
Right. So what's the golden rule, if there is any golden rule, to happy relationship?
The very first rule I would say about being in a happy relationship is to first and foremost be happy with who you are and be happy with yourself. When you are happy within yourself, it doesn't matter what's going around outside of you. Outside influences don't hit that happiness, don't take that happiness away from you. It's just like education. You remember when we used to go to school, when we were studying, our parents always said, your education is your best asset because nobody can take it away from you. Your wisdom, your knowledge can't go anywhere. The same thing goes with happiness. When you are happy and satisfied with who you are and how you are, and then you get into a relationship, that's when a beautiful and a happy partnership forms. The other thing is, it's all to do with codependency and co-reliance. So if you go into a relationship depending on the other person to complete you, fulfill you, make you happy, that's literally a disaster waiting to happen. But if you go in with the form of co-reliance, us human beings are in the top of a food chain. Even we can't fly, we can't swim, we can't breathe underwater. We're not the fastest, we're not the strongest, we're not the poisonous in the entire animal kingdom. And we are still in the top of the food chain because we rely on each other for survival. Co-reliance is a beautiful thing. And when you stop being codependent, but walk into a relationship complete in yourself, and then the other person comes in and you rely on each other to make your life even more happier and joyful, is when a beautiful relationship or a partnership forms. So those would be definitely my golden rules for a happy relationship.
Fantastic. So what are your plans for a near future? What are you working on? What's your area of interest at the moment?
So I'm still working on the same. Like I'm working with women who've been through a painful breakup and absolutely feel like they're living in the shadow of that relationship and are complete. They've lost their identity. They lost their purpose in life. I work with them either one-to-one, and I have a group coaching as well, which I do. And I'm in the process of now creating a self-study program for people who don't always have the time to do specific timings, or and they would love to have this course available to themselves, which they can take away with them and do it at a time that suits them. So that is actually being recorded right now. I'm in the process of creating a self-study because most of my clients also wanted to, when I do one-to-one, because it is such a traumatic experience for them, it is very private for themselves. Most of them refuse to have it recorded, even to keep it for themselves, because they're worried. But when I record just the course section of things, most of them keep asking me, oh, the things you teach, the actions you gave us, the meditations and everything else, they would love to have it, to use it for life. And that is actually, I'm in the process of creating that right now.
That's fantastic. So where people can find you? Do you have websites, socials?
Yes, I am in all socials at the Heartbreak Healer One. So Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, I'm as the Heartbreak Healer One. I'm mainly very active on Instagram because that's where most of my clients hang around. And my website is also theheartbreakhealer.co.uk. You can always find
me. We're going to add some of your socials. So if someone is interested, like myself, we're going to have that opportunity to speak to you and contact you. You know, I must say it's fascinating what you say. I'm on that path right now of my yoga and meditation and trying to change something because my previous way of living, which is sports, extreme sports and constant exercising, is not necessarily fully working for my psychic. So I decided to change something. It's not going as great as I would wish. So I'm on that different path of discovering different things in life, I would say. So you and your profession is something that I found extremely fascinating and definitely would love to do more research about it, because it's just good to have that idea what is out there for you, especially if you're in need of help. People think, you know, it's only the medicine that we know, which is perhaps, you know, pills or psychology, or, you know, we tend to feel if we depress, we turn into some form of either medication or therapy. But, you know, there's this another world of meditation, yoga, perhaps some more spiritual work that can be done as well. And I feel like that's something that if we connect those two worlds would be beautiful strength and power for us to have.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And also always give yourself time. I always tell people that, look, if you were walking down the street and you unfortunately broke your ankle or hurt your ankle, you wouldn't just say, oh, just get over it and start walking around. You would give it all the healing, the TLC that it needs. It needs to heal. It needs to fix itself. It needs to come back to being normal again. The same rule applies for heartbreak. Just because it's not visible, it's not like you can't see the heart breaking inside, it's not a physical thing, doesn't mean you don't need the time and the TLC and the healing that it requires to come back to being normal. And in your case as well, when you're talking about meditation and yoga, these are the new things you're trying. I would always say, give it time, take it slow. Mm-hmm. because these things, like I mentioned, they work. And I have my clients who talk to me, who tell me how much it has changed their life. My very recent one, she said to me recently as well, that for when her first heartbreak happened, since that point on, she wasn't able to listen to any Coldplay songs because there was so much trauma stuck in it that she was scared of those songs. And now after working with me, she actually completely enjoys them. So these are little things you don't even realize that are affecting you so much, and all of a sudden you look around, and when it's like, you know, when you have constant headache all day and all of a sudden the headache goes away and you're like, oh, this is how I'm supposed to feel, this is what normal feels like. Yeah. And that's where all of these things that you try, the different modalities, that's where they help you to get to, they help you to get to that place of feeling who you are meant to be feeling, what you are meant to feel.
Right. Yeah, I fully agree. So yes, people, let's give it a time. Our heart is not unbreakable machine. We need to be very sensitive, empathetic for our bodies, for our heart, just as well as for our, you know, legs, knees, and everything else. So thank you so much for this. I think it's beautiful and beneficial conversation, especially at the end of February, which is the month of love, let's call it this way, so people can maybe benefit, you know. I always hope that every conversation we have brings something new to the table, and I surely believe it does. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I'm glad we could have that little chat here.
Thank you so, so much. I'm glad too that I could speak to you. Just give a little bit of something different to the world as well. So that it's not about, I always say, people who will want to work with you, who you can help, will always find you. But it's not just about working with me or something like that. It's about having that open mind and looking around, exploring new avenues, because there is so much out there these days in the world.
Agree. Thank you again. And I wish you a beautiful day.
Thank you so much. You too, Natalia. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, team. So now it's time for our workout. But before we continue, here are some valuable information from our station sponsors.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Scalar light is the quantum energy emitted from the universe, from the sun and stars. Now, Tom Palladino, a humanitarian and scalar light researcher, has created the world's only scalar light healing system, a system that can bring long-distance healing and wellness to humans, pets, and plants via a photograph. Get your free 15-day trial now at scalarlight.com. Or click on the Scalar Light banner on the UK Health Radio website.
Shields like masks are top of mind right now. But did you know you have inner armor working constantly to protect you from pathogens? It keeps you healthy and thriving. It's your immune system. Ion Gut triggers the body's natural ability to support gut strength all year long, so your immune system can protect you when you need it the most. How are you treating your inner armor? Visit uk.ionbiome.com to learn more. Ion Gut. Protect what protects you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, team. So now it's time for our workout. Today we're going to focus on upper body and core as well. So push-up, different push-up variations. Yes, I know us ladies, we're not necessarily very happy with push-ups. They're not our best friends, but here are some different variations that you can do. So if you're a fully beginner, you can start your push-ups with standing position. Go against the wall, and all you're going to do is try to do that push-up against the wall. Basically, you're leaning forward, open your hands, and try to catch yourself, your body, against that wall. Nose should be as close to the wall as possible, and then you're pushing back again. And let the body drop forward towards the wall, and again, catch it, and try to push back. Okay, that's the first one. Let's see how it goes. Next one, slightly harder, you can do push-up with the chair. So I would like you to face the chair, go to your plank position, but hold that chair, okay? So you're gonna go all the way down. Again, nose should be as close to your chair as possible, okay? All the way down, keep your elbows in and push all the way up. And again, all the way down, and again, all the way up. If you want to, you can go on your knees as well. That's another option, another easier variation of your push-ups. Try those, see how you feel. And the last version that I have for you is either strict push-up, okay? So like straight plank position, elbows in, you go all the way down to the floor and all the way up. You can also bend your knees, but make sure you keep your bum with you, hips with you, squeeze your glutes, belly button in, go all the way down and go all the way up. Make sure that nose is close to the floor, so don't cheat, don't go just halfway. And if this is still too difficult, team, no problem at all. We're gonna go all the way to the floor, we're gonna drop that chest completely, take those hands off the floor, and then push your whole body up. That's right, we're going back to that plank position. And again, drop that chest all the way down and try to bring yourself all the way back up. Fantastic, team. So look, we have at least 4 different variations of push-ups. So if you don't like push-ups, try to find your own variation that will make you really happy with it. And then try 12 or 20 reps, or as many reps as you can. Or maybe you prefer to work on time, so try to work for first 30 seconds, then 40, then you can extend the work time. Rest in between at least 30 seconds, 45 seconds, so you give your body good rest, your muscles good rest, okay? Let me know how you feel, guys. Let me know how this variation of push-ups feels for you. Maybe you have another one that I don't know about. So just let me know, DM me, send me a message. You can send it to me on Instagram, you can follow me, Fitness with NK, or just drop me an email. Thank you so much for being with me, and I'll see you next time. It doesn't matter if you're single, out of love, divorced, or separated. Love really is all around us. Our choices to be gratitude-focused this February can help us to see the world completely differently. Release happy hormones into our bloodstream and also help us to have a better social outlook into our community. No matter what you were doing this February, doing a little bit of additional exercise, making closer connections with the people you love, and getting yourself out of pains can be a great way to enjoy every month. So stay healthy and prepare yourself for coming spring. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, as well as our short workout together. And speaking of a workout, I have for you another fantastic opportunity to burn some calories. So new fantastic class coming very, very soon. Hip Hop and HIIT on the 26th of March, Central London, Studio 68, from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Make sure you dare. It's a great way to burn some calories, work on your muscles, and have so much fun to the beat of your best hip-hop R&B track. So make sure you book your spot via my website, www.nataliakotowska.com. If you have any additional questions, please contact me. Follow me on Instagram, fitnesswithnk, where you can leave your message. Thank you very much for tuning in, and thank you for listening. I will see you next time.